Well, today, to begin our Youth Expression Showcase, we have three pianists who are 10, 12, and 13. And we're going to begin with Reka. She's a student at Marshall Elementary. You will recognize, I think, quite clearly the song she's about to play. And here she is. That was for Elise, and that's a hard song. I can remember trying to play that when I was a teenager, and it's a pretty rough one to play, and it sounded good. Reka, how long have you been working on that song?
I'd say about 6 months.
Yeah, it's I think it probably takes, it's got to be hard. Now, it's Beethoven, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. When did you learn how to play? When did you start?
I started when I was 4, almost 5.
And do you remember, we may have talked about this once before, but what attracted you to playing or what made you want to play? Or was it maybe somebody wanting you to learn rather than you?
Well, I always had a piano in my house from one of my old relatives. And I used to bang on it when I was little. And I thought that since I have a piano in my house, I might as well play. So I went to my next door neighbor's house and she gave me lessons. And then I moved to the Center for Young Musicians and that's where I am now.
And what's it like to take lessons there? I've never taken lessons from anyone other than my mom. Do you go there every week or what's it like?
Well, I go there 2 times every week, one for a piano lesson and one for a group lesson where more than one people my age come to play their piece and we learn musical things.
Oh, that's neat. Do you get to critique each other? Or
yeah.
That's great. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
Well, I'm interested in art, so I've always wanted to try to be an interior designer.
Excellent. There's going to be a huge need for that. I think there still is a huge need for it. In fact, you could start right here. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Yeah, I want to say hi to my friends Sophia, Julia, Jordan, and whoever else is listening.
Great. Thanks, Rika. Tony, and you're going to play a duet coming up with Tony, who is about to play now. Tony is a student at Hampton Middle School. He's 12, and he'll play for us next. Then we'll talk about his piece and also a little bit more about him. Take it away, Tony. Thank you to Tony, and we will get a chance to talk with him in just a moment. Meanwhile, I just had a text come in at 412-200-5975 that was directed at Reka, saying, Reka, what grade are you in again?
I'm in fifth.
This person wrote, her name is Sarah from Swissvale. I can't believe that was an elementary school student I just heard playing. Well played. And she sent that message in right after you finished. But I didn't want to say, hey, Tony, hang on. I have to read this message. So I wanted to share that with you afterwards. Tony, let's learn more about you. First of all, what was the piece you just played?
My piece was Prelude by Johann Sebastian Bach.
You guys are playing very challenging pieces today. How long have you been playing piano?
Well, I'm coming up on my fourth year now.
And do you remember what got you interested?
Well, it was kind of like an experiment 4 years ago. I just wanted to learn an instrument, so we were just experimenting on what instrument we should try first. So we tried piano first, and it was instant love.
That's,
it was awesome.
That's great. What did you like or do you like so much about it?
Well, I like just so many things you can do with it, like emotion you can create with it.
And what's the piano? Do you have a piano at home?
Yeah.
And is it a electronic or a regular keyboard? Or?
Yeah, it's electronic. The actual piano I have, it came from my Aunt Becky. It seriously needs tuned. So, yeah, for my birthday, I got an electric piano, and it's really cool.
Yeah, if you don't have a piano in tune, it gets hard. And we used to have a full acoustic piano here. And if it's not played very often, they don't stay in tune. They need to be played regularly.
Yeah.
But it's nice. Some of the keyboards with nice keys play so well now. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
My grandparents, my mom, my dad, just everyone that's listening. It would go on and on. Just everyone who's listening.
Well, I'm glad. And they'll be able to comment on your performance once it's posted online at neighborhoodvoices.org later today. Have you thought about what you'd like to be when you get older?
Well, I kind of wanted to be like this piano player for like a rock band sort of thing.
Excellent. You know, we have a band today at 11 o'clock. I don't think they have a keyboard player. They probably could use one. You could sit in with them. But they're going to play Beatles songs if you feel like it. And if you can, you're welcome to stay and check them out. Do you have any favorite rock bands now?
The Beatles. To be honest with you, it's a coincidence.
Oh, that's kind of nice. Well, if you can, I'm sure they would love to hear from you. It isn't the Beatles coming in, of course.
Well, yeah.
that would be kind of hard, although we're close to Halloween. We could bring a couple of them back. But
yeah.
They're doing a benefit for autism, and these kids are going to play older. Yeah, these young folks are going to play Beatles songs coming up. Well, Tony will be back along with Reka. Now we're going to hear Heather with her solo piece. Heather's 13 and is at Shadyside Academy. And here she is.
Thank you.
What a relaxing piece. Such a nice way to feel. Hey, Tony, I know before you get up and ready to play with Reka again, Aunt Becky and Uncle Gene sent a text message to say how well you played and how much they enjoyed you playing. Are they in Pittsburgh or?
No, I think they're Youngstown, Ohio. I think.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know what? That's what the area code. I can tell by the area code. So that's great. I wanted to share that with you. And then you and Reka are gonna play one last song. The Center for Young Musicians here at the Saturday Light Brigade performing. And what a nice piece we just heard. What was the name of what you played? I really liked it.
It's commonly known as Raindrop Prelude by Chopin.
By Chopin. Yeah, that was really masterfully done. Now, you're 13 at Shadyside Academy. Are you in eighth grade now?
Yes.
And what do you like to do for fun in addition to playing piano?
I dance a lot, about four times a week.
That's a lot. What kind?
I do ballet, tap, jazz, contemporary, hip-hop.
A lot, in other words. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
I think I want to be a doctor.
Huh. So you're pretty multi-talented. Well, music and science go together really well for a lot of folks. Do you have any doctors in your family, or do you know?
Yeah,
any?
My mom's a doctor. My grandpa was a doctor.
I think doctors run in families sometimes. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
I want to say hi to my sister.
There she is. What's her name?
Haley.
Hi, Haley. Let's make her famous. There she is.
And my parents and my grandparents and all my aunts and uncles that are listening.
Terrific. And if you'd like to send a message to any of our kids, 412-200-5975 is our number for text messages. Brand new. Only the second week we've had that for you. 412-200-5975. And we want to thank everybody at the Center for Young Musicians for helping us. Sonia Tripathi is here. I don't know, Sonia, if you had anything you wanted to mention before we finish up, but thank you for bringing such talented students here today.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity again, and the kids love this. And anyone listening, if you're interested, please visit youngmusicians.org for more information about our programs.
Thanks, Sonia. And can you tell us what Reka and Tony are going to play?
They will be playing Maple Leaf Rag by Scott Joplin.
Oh, and this is four hands on one keyboard and a pretty lively song to listen to. So thanks to all three of you, to Heather and also to Reka and Tony. Thank you. That was beautifully done, and thank you to all three of you. And Reka, there's another message that just came in for you. I'm having trouble keeping track of all of these messages as they come in, but it's from somebody named Julia. Do you know somebody named Julia?
Yeah.
Who's that?
She's my friend from school, so.
Well, Julia wrote, hang on, let me find it. She wrote, "Hi, Reka, good job. I could never do that," from Julia. So it's nice that she took time to write. And thanks to all three of you, Heather and Julia and Tony and also Sadia. And youngmusicians.org is the way you can learn more about the Center for Young Musicians. And I'll share some additional, with some additional text messages coming in. Well, I'll share this one in a minute, but it's from somebody who was here on Kindergarten Here I Come Day back in August, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, where...